Right now, I'd like to welcome a gentleman who sports both camera and guitar and has been taking pictures of everyone. And then you can look on his website page. You can look on his Facebook or Flickr and just see all kinds of collections from concerts and open mics. And it's a really lovely thing he does. He also plays pretty nice guitar and sings, and we'll be doing a mini set here on March 23rd. Please welcome Dan Tappan.
Testing, yep. Okay. In 1845, Sir John Franklin was given command of an expedition to map out the Northwest Passage, the rumored channel between the Atlantic and the Pacific across the top of Canada. And he was paid for by the British government, had all the latest technology, two ships, 120 crew and men. They set off in May of 1845. They were seen by a whaler in July, and then they were never seen again. And that, the mystery of the doomed expedition, really captured the Victorian imagination. When we were over in England a couple of years ago, we'd find statues and memorials to Franklin's expedition everywhere, statue in the middle of London, a plaque in the middle of Westminster Abbey. There's even a stained glass window in a church in Banbury. This song was written about 1850. It's sometimes attributed to his wife. As I sailed home across the sea, lying in my hammock, I fell asleep and dreamed a dream that I thought was true concerning Franklin. His gallant crew, with 100 seamen, he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May to seek a passage around the pole, where we brave sailors sometimes go. Through cruel hardship his men they strove, his ship on mountains of ice was drove, where the Eskimo in his skin canoe is the only one comes through. Where Lord Franklin
tell my story, it gives me pain. To find Lord Franklin, I would cross the main. 10,000 pounds would I freely give to know Lord Franklin and his brave men.
Thank you. The rest of the story is they sent out multiple expeditions, probably costing more than the original. After 10 years, somebody finally interviewed Inuit hunters, and they found that ships had been trapped in the ice, and after about 2 years, the survivors had given up and gone off across land and died of disease, starvation, cannibalism. In September of 2007, the first commercial ship sailed across the Northwest Passage between the Atlantic and the Pacific, and they reported seeing no ice. This week, last week in November 2009, there are flowers blooming in my yard.
One more hand, please, for Dan Tappan.